The Veterans Affairs Department says it managed to pinch off the pathways foreign hackers used to steal data from its systems. But that isn't enough to offset a series of disturbing reports by government auditors on the state of VA cybersecurity. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with the latest details on VA's cyber problems. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
It sounds kind of like whack-a-mole. So why is VA saying they fixed the vulnerabilities that led to this? There was an eight-nation state of attacks back in 2010 and 2012. Is it fixed or not?
Well, according to Chief Information Officer Steph Warren, he tells the House Veterans Affairs Committee yesterday that the agency actually brought in a third-party expert to examine their systems. Warren says VA received that initial report just last week.
And because this question comes up and it is a concern, not just external but internal, we actually asked an organization called Mandiant, I think you've probably heard of them, that we asked them to come in and look at those domain controllers. Because if there is a question, we want to make sure it's more than just my team saying they're clean. Friday they briefed us and said they are not seeing anything on those domain controllers. Preliminary report. They will have a final report by December. We will bring that report up and brief yourself, the staff, the members, and have Mandiant there to do it, which basically says they are clean.
Now, if you remember from June 2013, VA's IG and former Chief Information Security Officer at VA, Jerry Davis, made public the cyber attacks by foreign actors who took control of what they call domain controllers. Now, basically, domain controllers is what would allow someone to take full control of their network, to have access into the full network anywhere they want to go. Now, but despite these continued questions by committee members and others, Warren says he's confident the data of millions of veterans is safe from those attacks. Now, Warren tells the committee yesterday that the only data they know of that has been taken were usernames and passwords, and when VA discovered that cyber attack and theft, all employees, contractors, and others were required to change those passwords. So the Mandiant's been working on this review for about a year, and they feel like they're in excellent shape.
All right, so VA basically went to a dermatologist and found no warts on their surface. Does the IG and the GAO agree that VA has fixed those problems?
Well, I don't think they do, based on the testimony and the information we saw yesterday at the hearing. Now, the IG looked at those domain controllers back in 2013. They passed that off over to GAO, who did a most recent audit and testified yesterday. Greg Wilshushin is the Director of Information Security Issues for GAO. He says the issue is broader than just foreign access. Listen to this exchange between Wilshushin and Congressman Dan Benishek.
In terms of external access, regardless of the source, what the findings that we identified is that there are vulnerabilities in VA systems that had not yet been corrected, including 10 critical patches that address up to 301 vulnerabilities. So the risk that unnecessarily increased the risk that unauthorized access could occur
is still present today.
Yes, these as far as when we did our review in as of June 2014, those vulnerabilities had not been addressed.
Now, Wilshushin says VA also couldn't demonstrate the actions it took after learning of the intrusions and saying it was effective. He says VA didn't retain digital evidence or forensic analysis report that shows the security incident was indeed mitigated. Wilshushin also says VA hasn't implemented, as of June 2014, a solution to address the underlying vulnerability that allowed the attacks to occur in the first place. He says, yes, they took some other actions, but they were limited and not sufficient enough to stop future attacks. Now, additionally, he says VA's Network and Security Operations Center, or NOSC, didn't have sufficient visibility into the agency's systems, so again, they couldn't ensure the attack was contained and stopped. Sandra McCauley is the Deputy Assistant IG for Audits and Evaluations at VA. She also says auditors are worried about the large number of vulnerabilities at data centers that actually are more than 5 years old. So you can see, Tom, there's a disagreement between what the VA CIO's office is saying and auditors and just how safe that their network is.
Well, it sounds like VA's main vulnerability is that it exists in the first place. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, earlier this week, our colleague Jared Serbu reported that VA has material weaknesses in its financial systems, and they've had them for 16 years in a row. What other problems did auditors say also exist?
I think auditors continue to worry in detail about what they call systemic problems across VA around cybersecurity. One of the newest ones, as they pointed out, was a lack of control over audit logs across the agency. Now, this goes back to the domain controller issue to some extent, but it's even broader because it also asks the question of the security of the veterans' data. Now, up until this summer, VA CIO Warren says VA system administrators at the local level could control whether or not to turn on those audit logs. Listen to this exchange between Congressman Tim Huelskamp and Warren.
Wouldn't you have to have audit controls in place and turned on in order to know whether someone actually manipulated data?
Sir, we have audit controls turned on in many places. And again, glad
are they always turned on? Are they always on, the audit controls?
The audit team has identified for us where they were not turned on in the past. And so we've gone in and turned those on. Also, again, for the record, we'll bring back, are there any other places where those controls are not turned on?
Why would they have been turned off?
Again, dealing with our history where we ran in a decentralized world, where every single location made their own decisions, just basically overcoming that past, where they did not feel either auditing was important or they didn't have the size or scope for it, or somebody turned it off by mistake.
But as of today, you're confident that all audit controls are turned on within the network? Because if they're turned off, I mean, we agree, you're vulnerable. And you wouldn't even know if you're vulnerable. You wouldn't even know if anybody's manipulating data. And the OIG has talked about this for years. I mean, this is just not an occurrence a few times. It's over the past plus decade. Audit controls are not always on for whatever reason.
The VAIG McCauley says audit controls, if they're turned off, that means there's no historic record of changes to systems or data. Therefore, the IG or the GAO or anyone else can't go in and say, hey, this is not affected or this has been affected, because there's no record. There's no history back there. McCauley also says VA continues to struggle across four main other cybersecurity areas.
Configuration management. We found critical systems were not timely patched and securely configured to mitigate known vulnerabilities. Access controls. We identified default passwords, weak passwords, and vulnerable third-party applications providing well-known attack points from malicious users. Security management. We noted instances of outdated security management documentation, background reinvestigations not performed timely, and plans of action and milestones updated or closed without written justification. Contingency planning. We found backup tapes that were not encrypted prior to storage and contingency plans that did not reflect the current operating environment. We continued to find these control activities were not well designed or operating effectively. We also disclosed significant technical weaknesses in databases, servers, and network devices for transmitting sensitive information among VA medical centers, data centers, and VA central office.
Now, McCauley says the IG will release its final audit of VA cyber posture in spring of 2015. So we'll get another round of maybe hearings, another burst of excitement back in a couple months from now, Tom.
All right, so to bring this all around, Jason, what steps is VA taking to improve the security of veterans' data?
Well, I think VA's received some credit. Auditors, GAO, IG said, yes, there is progress happening. We see it. It's just not quick enough. CIO Warren recognizes the pressure from the Hill and the basic fact that VA must do more and do it more quickly.
I'm disappointed that in spite of the significant efforts by our employees over the past year, that the OIG maintained an IT material weakness. I'm committed to redoubling our efforts to put in place the processes and disciplines to address these issues, building upon the extensive, layered, and depth strategy that we already have in place. To that end, after receiving the findings from the OIG last week, I directed an additional $60 million to be added to our information security efforts this year. This will provide additional resources to our facilities to implement configuration management as well as vulnerability remediation. In February, we'll reevaluate, and if significant progress is not being made, additional resources will be applied.
Now, Tom, that's about a 38% increase because Warren says VA already spends about $160 million a year on cybersecurity, and that does not include staff expenses. So that's a pretty huge chunk of change. So I caught up with Warren after the hearing and said, okay, how are you getting this money? Because in times of tight budgets, $60 million is a bit of change, even for an agency with a $3.2 billion IT budget. Now, what Warren tells me is that he moved resources from current project, basically upgrades that were scheduled to happen, and put it towards cyber and specifically cybersecurity in the field offices. And in fact, I asked, well, is this a proposal or is this actually happening? He goes, nope, the funds have been released last week. The team met yesterday to make sure the funds are getting to the right people. Now, I also caught up with a VA official after the hearing, and they told me on background that this money is going to let the VA field information security staff assist in efforts to remediate and remove unauthorized software, provide resources to VA's IT line staff to assist in vulnerability and patch management program reporting, tracking, and remediation efforts. And the IT staff also will supplement efforts to resolve vulnerabilities in medical device protection programs and more money to support the National Security Operations Center, the NSOC, and their scanning team. Additionally, VA also has other ideas for the money. They're going to develop a comprehensive list of approved and unapproved software, so basically a whitelist and a blacklist. They're going to implement a process for monitoring, preventing installation, and removing unauthorized applications on software on agency devices. And they're also going to remediate vulnerabilities and other unauthorized software across the entire VA. And then finally, Tom, they're going to integrate back-end systems. Seems like they're doing a lot of work for $60 million, but maybe it's just
and no reprogramming either.
Well, that's right. They're moving money. They're not necessarily reprogramming. But basically, the integrate back-office systems, Active Directory, Homeland Security Presidential Directive 12, Smart Card Management System, VA Personal Accountability System, and Talent Management System. And all of this is going to work to automate the agency's onboarding, monitoring, and offboarding efforts. And there's also a host of other initiatives that we do have up on federalnewsradio.com. But the fact is, Warren decided to move money as a sign of just how serious the agency is finally taking the issue. It's not that they hadn't taken it seriously before, but remember, this is about 18 months of pressure on them from the Hill, from media looking into it. There's been multiple stories, and of course, the consistent IG audit, 16 years in a row, tells you it's time to make a change about 16 years ago.
All right, and the saga continues. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that update.
Always a pleasure.